Dr. Pinsky dictating a female AME on January 24 regarding Mary Roberts hyphen Spio, S-P-I-O. Mary Roberts Spio is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10/25/20. Apparently she was moving a heavy box into the truck. Apparently she fell, landing hard on her feet without any direct trauma to her knee. Apparently she believed she injured her right knee and did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a diagnosis of a torn meniscal root. This was repaired surgically by Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E. Period. She has completed a course of active treatment. Period. The paragraph per the records supplied. The petitioner was seen at patient first on 10/27/20. Period. She reported injuring her right knee yesterday when she was at work. She experienced sudden hyperextension to her right knee while she was stepping down from a delivery truck. She denies any other injuries. X-rays of the knee showed mild degenerative changes, but no fractures or dislocations. After evaluation, she was diagnosed with a sprain of the right knee, for which she was initiated on conservative care and immediately referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. She returned to this facility on 10/30/20. Noted her knee still hurt, and she was doing light duty. Period. In paragraph on 11/10/20, she was seen by Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E. Period. He reviewed the x-rays of the knee, demonstrating no fracture, dislocation, or osteoarthritis. Period. Upon exam, range of motion was 0 to 120 degrees. Period. She had full quad and hamstring strength in both knees. She has medial joint line pain and has a positive McMurray's and Apley's test. Period. He diagnosed complex tear of the medial meniscus. Started her on diclofenac. But he also quickly referred her for an MRI of the knee. Okay, this was done on 11/17/20 to be inserted here. Okay, Dr. Conte reviewed these results with her on 11/24/20. Okay, agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 12/2/20. She underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Conte post-operatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. He saw her through 8/24/21. Period. She had done well with work hardening and was at full duty. Period. She was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Upon exam, range of motion was 0 to 140 degrees. Period. She had good quad strength. Period. New paragraph on 8/5/21. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr, B-A-R-R. Period. He noted her mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period. He reviewed the notes from Dr. Conte as well as the MRI report. Period. Dr. Barr's assessment was medial meniscal tear of the right knee operated upon, as well as degenerative joint disease and obesity. Period. He noted the MRI report of 11/17/20 identified tricompartmental osteoarthritis. Comma, cartilage loss most pronounced at the patellofemoral articulation, with findings suggesting chronic patellar tracking abnormality, comma, posterior root tear of the medial meniscus with partial extrusion, comma, mild prominent red marrow showing chronic anemia and/or hypoxia. period she had undergone arthroscopic surgery on 12-2-20, followed by therapy. Period at that point she had plateaued medically and reached maximum medical improvement. Period he cleared her to resume her work duties of her usual occupation without restrictions. Period exam found good range of motion of the knee with good strength. Period there was no instability, and she was able to squat without pain. Period physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue. Period there was healed scarring about the right knee. Period inferior to it was a 2-inch longitudinal scar. Period at the superlateral region there was a 0.25-inch scar, and at the supermedial region was a 0.5-inch scar. Period there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period she was tender to palpation at the medial aspect and prepatellar area of the right knee, as well as the inferomedial aspect of the right knee, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuver, she had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 11-5-20, Mary Roberts Spio landed firmly on her feet and hyperextended her right knee. Period. She was seen by patient first. Actually, that date of injury was wrong. 10-25-20. She was seen by patient first and initiated on conservative care. Period x-rays were done. Period. She was quickly seen orthopedically by Dr. Conti. Period. He had her undergo a right knee MRI on 11-17-20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Surgery was done on 12-2-20 to be inserted here. Period. She had physical therapy postoperatively. Period. She followed up with Dr. Conti through 8-24-21 when the clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. This was also the case when seen by orthopedist Dr. Barr on 8-5-21. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found her to be markedly obese. Period. She had full range of motion of the right knee with crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability, but McMurray's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness. Period. She ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assist device for ambulation. Period. She was able to squat and rise fluidly. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. End.